Bulls. Here it comes. Albert sends one out to deep right center. It's at the wall. Gone! He's done it! 697. A two-run homer to put the Cardinals on top. He's all alone. Fourth place in home runs in Major League history. Incredible!
Pujols breaks the tie with Alexander Rodriguez for fourth all time in home runs.
697.
It's just bonkers. Like,
it's crazy.
He's less than 20 home runs away from Babe Ruth, you know?
Yeah.
Like, Babe Ruth is the one guy who, like, if you went to somebody who knows nothing about baseball, they'll know Babe Ruth, right?
You know who Babe Ruth is, yep.
Yeah.
You know?
And it's just crazy that...
I mean, yeah, crazy with Babe Ruth. Hank Aaron as well. He's so up there. Now, he's going to be third all time anyway, yeah. But now he's only three away. I was just talking to a friend of mine. I was like, he needs to be close enough by the next Pittsburgh series. But now he's only three away. You know, only three away from getting to 700. And might I add, the last two home runs that he hit were so clutch. Tying the game.
Yes.
Both times. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, they're both come from behind. I mean, if he hadn't played in those games, they probably would have lost.
So, yeah.
I mean, seriously. Honestly.
He literally helped us win those games.
And I don't think anyone could have predicted like he was going to be this meaningful to the Cardinals team when they signed him in the spring training.
Yeah, you know, a lot of it was like, oh, he's coming back. It'll be a good storyline. You know, like they talked about getting to 700, obviously. And the big thing was that he's going to be a really good mentor. But he's been showing that he's actually legitimately helping us win games and that him being in the lineup is a very, very good thing for us.
Yeah. All right. Quick look at the standings. Cardinals are still 8 games up because the Brewers won today against the Reds. Won.
Yep. Mets are out of first place since the last time we talked.
Yeah, that'll be an interesting division to be looking at because it'll be really close down the stretch. I think it's probably, other than the AL mid, it's the closest, I think, right?
Yeah, I think it's actually the Mets are back in front. You know, it's going back and forth, but they're only up by one game. So,
yeah. And I think the AL mid has like three teams that are close, but they're all mid.
Yeah. Well, the other thing is about the AL Central is that the Baltimore Orioles, who are still out of a wild card spot and like fourth in the American League East, would be leading the American League Central, even though they're fourth in the American League East by record.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah. All right. I kind of just wanted to run through the starting pitchers. Let's real quickly.
Yeah.
So first up, we got the old guy, Adam Waino. So his whiff rate. So I was just looking at Baseball Savant, right?
Mm-hmm.
And at the sliders. And so his whiff rate and his fastball velocity are like second percentile in the MLB, which is like pretty bad.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
And his chase rate is at 13th percentile. So he doesn't really have like velocity or swing and miss stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But his curve spin is 82nd percentile.
So that's
so great. he really really relies on that curveball.
Mm-hmm.
And his recent outings have not been that good. 8 earned runs on 18 hits over his past 2 starts.
Yeah.
And both were at home, where he's usually like really good.
Mm-hmm.
And both were only 5 innings, which is
not
rare for him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hope it's just a little bit hopefully. Hopefully it's just a little bit of a 2 game rut and he'll come back. Because he's, he doesn't need to strike out a lot if he can get good ground balls and have the defense behind him help it. So hopefully he can bounce back from those.
Yeah. Then we go to Miles Michaelis. I mean, he's pretty solid.
Mm-hmm.
On his Baseball Savant, most of the sliders were in the middle, around 50th percentile. And he's about a 3 ERA guy. To the new guys, Jordan Montgomery, he's got good whiff and chase rates and a really good walk rate. And he's a decent strikeout guy. Probably the second best strikeout starting pitcher right now behind Flaherty.
Yeah.
Quintana. The only thing that stood out were his chase rate and his average exit velo.
Okay.
Those are pretty good. And then the latest guy to join the team and actually play is Flaherty,
mm-hmm.
who I wrote down that he could be an ace. He has the highest velocity of all the starters, like the highest, like, top end.
Yeah.
And we'll really see what he can do. He was making pretty good pitches. Was that yesterday, I think? But he was missing arm side a lot.
Yeah.
And he also, like, on the home runs, he just left the fastball over the middle. He just missed location. So hopefully he can.
The last 2 games of him coming out and we're losing those games are hopefully not like, hopefully it's just a coincidence, less of a, he's not there anymore. Because I would hate for it to be like he comes back after all this, whatever of us waiting and him working. And then it's just he's not the guy that we kind of saw back in 2019. So we'll see. Yeah. He's an interesting case.
Well, I don't think we lost both games, just the one, right? Because we won yesterday.
I could have sworn. I know we won yesterday, but was he the pitcher yesterday? I don't remember.
I'm pretty sure.
Let me take a look. Okay. Yeah. We did win yesterday. It was Jack. It was Jack. Yeah.
And who was on Friday? Was that? Michaelis was on Friday.
Miles.
He's the one who lost. Okay. So I'm gonna just go through the MVP and Triple Crown watch.
Yeah.
Also now, like, Paul Goldschmidt is the Roberto Clemente Award nominee for the Cardinals.
Good which for is him. Cool. Love to see that.
So that's really cool. So he is at a 325 average, 109 RBI, and 35 home runs at the time of recording. And he sprays all over the field. Nolan Arenado is also pretty close. He's at a 298, 93 RBI, and 28 home runs.
Yeah.
And he also has that, incredible defense.
Along with goalie too. They're both okay.
Yeah.
I'd have him on my team if we were playing, a little pickup game in the Sandlot.
Yeah.
It's crazy. And it's especially since they're playing the corners too, which are like debatably, every position's important, but debatably third and first are some of the most important. First base, you got to get that out at first. Third base can stop a lot of runs and a lot of doubles that are going down the line if you're good enough. And obviously Arenado is, so.
You know what? Pujols has been playing great first base defense. He's made some diving stops for balls.
Dude, the guy does not care about his knees anymore. He's retiring after this year. He's like, it's whatever. I'm fine. I'll take.
Yeah,
I'll take
he's like he's putting it all on the line, which is great to see.
That's fantastic.
But I just don't want him to get hurt.
That's the thing. If he hits 700 home runs, I'm be like, okay, now something happens. Yeah, but I still want to see him in the postseason. I still want to see him do some magical stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. September. We had some September call ups to the big leagues and some major league debuts. We got Alec Burleson and Ben DeLuzio.
Ben DeLuzio, so, like, he's the St. Louis native, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And he's a little older. Mm-hmm. I don't think either of them are going to be on the postseason roster.
Okay.
But I think just because Carlson's been struggling.
And he's been
so
out.
So they just wanted them to get.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think they may even put him on the IL.
I think they did already, maybe like a few days ago or something. Unfortunately.
Yeah.
But hey.
So. It's okay. Yeah, but we had to see them get called up. I think both of them got their first hits, which is really cool.
Good for them. Good time.
Ben DeLuzio is a little older, so he has less of a major league career ahead of him. But we'll see.
Hey, getting called up, no matter how old you are, is always good. You know, one of my favorite baseball movies, The Natural. You know, he was an old guy, came in as a rookie, and most people are like, you know, you don't start playing at that age, but if you love the game, even if you're Pujols' age at 40 or whatever, if you really love the game and they say, hey, you're good enough that we actually want you to play, you're going to say, yeah, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Also, some other news in the minor leagues, they're having a vote to become unionized.
Yeah.
Which is a major step in the right direction for them. Hopefully they can get some better conditions.
Yeah, definitely better, especially living conditions too, which I think they definitely helped in the past lockout. They helped with living conditions, but also just being able to have a sustainable lifestyle as a minor leaguer is key right now. So,
yeah. So we got some new rules for next year. We got the larger bases, which I was like, okay, whatever, who cares about the size of the base?
Yeah, the base is getting bigger is literally just for player safety. And so I'm
because
it's not really going to change the game at all, basically.
Yeah, it might make it a little easier to steal bases because they're a little bit closer to each other, but it's not really going to make that much of a difference.
It's just to protect players, so.
Yeah, and so, like, the way it was explained to me was kind of like the first baseman isn't going to get his foot stepped on by the runner because
the
he's
runner,
further
yeah.
away because
he's got like a three-inch
larger base. Yeah, yeah. So we have a ban of the shift. So two infielders on each side, they can't start in the outfield grass.
Yeah, they have to start in the dirt. Yep.
And they have to be two on each side of the second base.
I think
so.
Idea wise, I think it could potentially be good because people are talking about wanting more movement in baseball, and doing this will allow more base hits. But it's also could be made the same argument with having a universal DH of not having the pitcher bat. Some people are going to say it takes the strategy out because you're not able to really play the player at the plate, you know? So we'll see.
Yeah.
People's opinions. I'm sure it'll be a very nice conversation. People will be understanding of each other's opinions, I'm sure.
Yeah. So I saw that, like, when we talked to Benjamin Hockman last week, he wasn't in favor of banning the shift. And I saw a tweet from his colleague, Derek Gold, and he also does not support banning the shift. So it's really interesting. That I thought there's going to be more support for banning the shift because, like, people are always, like, really frustrated with the shift.
Yeah, but I think it's like definitely to get new fans and more fans into it. So I think the older fans and the people who have been here have gotten used to the strategy of that. and they don't really want to see that strategy get kind of thrown and cast aside. But I think for the longevity of baseball itself, I think it's a necessary change to hopefully get more people watching it, because next year when this happens, if baseball starts getting on the news more, because it's like, you know, runs kind of exponentially take a rise, you know, it's fine, whatever. Runs exponentially take the rise, and that's like the new norm, but people like to see that and they start going to games again. I think it's better for baseball in that way. But obviously, that's just the idea of what we want to happen. We'll see what actually happens with it.
Yeah. I almost feel like they should have gone with one or the other. Like, either you could have four infielders on one side, but you couldn't be in the outfield grass, or you could be in the outfield grass, but you couldn't overload one side, you know?
I kind of thought they might have done something similar to that. But, yeah, they just kind of basically just totally outright banned it, basically, essentially. So.
Yeah.
I guess you could still have a guy really close to the second base bag playing up the middle, but he just can't be in the grass.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Yeah. Also, we got the pitch clock, which I think this has almost unanimous support. I haven't talked with anyone who doesn't like the pitch clock. Some guys are going to have to work faster, and the batters are going to have to get.
Yeah, we talked about it a little bit with Ben Hockman about how it's down here, and I've seen it being done really good. I think our biggest guy that's going to just have to maybe work faster is Dakota Hudson. He's our slowest guy, so it's like, you know, he's going to have to be the guy to maybe get in a new rhythm. So.
Yeah, well, we'll see if he's
even on even there.
On the roster next year.
We'll see.
Yadi and Waino match the record for the most starts as batter mates at 324.
One way to break it. I mean, history is happening everywhere in the St. Louis Cardinals right now.
Yeah. The other day they wore the St. Louis Stars Negro Leagues uniform, which I thought was
pretty cool.
And so did the
Pirates. They wore Crawford.
Yeah.
That was cool. I like seeing that. I like seeing old uniforms like that. It's nice to pay homage to things that came before. So.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
I just got a notification, actually, that the Dodgers won today, which means they are the first team in Major League Baseball to clinch a postseason spot. They are in.
Oh.
You know.
No, but they haven't clinched division, though. They haven't clinched the division.
They just clinched the offseason. Yeah. Or the postseason. Yeah.
So I think the Cardinals' magic number is like –
I think eight is like 17 now.
14 or 15?
Yeah, it's closer. It used to be 19 a few days ago, but
15
since then. So,
yeah,
it's close.
It's close. Yeah, we're getting to the spot where we're almost a lock. The NFL season kind of kicked off today with week one.
Yep.
I know you don't really have a team, right? But
not really. I say I'm a New Orleans Saints guy because I'm Catholic and I go with the whole Saints business, but, you know.
Yeah.
It's whatever. I like watching it. I'll pick a team that I like to win, and I'll just kind of pick them for the week.
Yeah. I'm kind of a Browns fan because of my grandfather.
Yeah.
And they won today.
Good for them. But way to start strong.
We'll see. We'll see how it goes. it looks like they've finished the soccer stadium in St. Louis.
Yep. I think they've already had a game they're gonna there. It was like some exhibition game or something like that. Major League Soccer is starting soon in St. Louis. It's coming in late February, early March. St. Louis City Soccer Club kicking off. That'll be a good time. I'm a sucker for soccer. You know, I might hijack a little bit of our talks when we start getting into the season of there being like, oh, by the way, just a little quidbit. Soccer's doing really good.
Yeah.
But that's really exciting and very good for the city of St. Louis in general as well.
So, yeah. And you got a tryout for them at 7, right?
Yes, I have actually a tryout soccer game at 7 down here at Missouri State's campus. No, it's just a rec game. But hey, you never know. We'll see. Soccer's, you know, I read up somewhere that it makes sense. Soccer's the easiest sport to go pro in because there's leagues everywhere. There's a bunch of teams, bunch of leagues. It's everywhere. So you never know. We actually do have a collegiate soccer player playing with us. She transferred over, so she's legal. But she should be kind of she's kind of like our Goldschmidt of the team, basically.
Yeah. Well, I know you're in Springfield, right? And yep. You probably know more about the minor leagues than I do, but looks like the minor league season is wrapping up. The thing I said it was like September 18th, which is like within a week.
Yeah, it's really close.
So do they have like playoffs or
it is sort of, it's similar, but kind of different. It's not as big, obviously, as the World Series per se. Especially now with extended playoffs, I think a lot less minor league teams actually go to playoffs. I have never actually seen a minor league like playoff game. But I know that it does. I know that they do exist, but I just have never witnessed or experienced one myself. So.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'm looking forward to next year seeing maybe Jordan Walker and Mason Wynn coming up to the big leagues.
They seem
like really fun players.
Oh, they're super fun. I definitely think Jordan Walker has probably a quicker call-up than Mason Wynn at the moment. I think he has a better handle at the plate than Mason does. Both still good, but especially since Jordan also is kind of transitioning to an outfielder now as well. He's kind of turning into a little bit of kind of a Brendan Donovan, jack of all traits kind of a deal. But he also has, you know, Donovan's a contact guy, get on base guy, on base percentage. Jordan Walker is a power guy. He likes to hit the ball hard. So I can see him getting called up probably before Mason, but both are really fun to watch. It's a good time.
Yeah. Mason has a cannon at short.
Not even a cannon, an atomic bomb, bro. He wasn't in the majors, but he has the hardest recorded thrown ball from shortstop from that like future stars game during the All-Star break. Like, oh my God, it's bonkers. Like, you know, it was like a few weeks ago, O'Neill Cruz for the Pirates made the strongest major league throw. And then Mason Wynn was like, hold my beer really quick.
Yeah. Yeah, I really like watching O'Neill Cruz play. He throws the ball so hard and he hits the ball crazy hard. He just seems like a big, tall, strong guy.
It's crazy. And he hits the ball so effortlessly. He just kind of like puts his arms out there and it just goes boom, gone. It's bon- like when he starts like really seeing the ball well, he's going to be dangerous with a capital D.
Yeah. Yeah, and he also is a very fast guy, too. Like, he flies down the line.
Holy cow. I think he's – I don't know. Let me look this up really quick. MLB sprint speed. He has to be up there.
Yeah.
I know, you know, Trey Turner is kind of like cream of the crop, but
Cardinals probably have a few players up there.
So Trey Turner is actually in third now behind Bobby Witt Jr., another rookie for Kansas City and a Arizona player. Our top guy is 14 in Tyler O'Neill, for the St. Louis Cardinals. O'Neill Cruz is just out of the top 10. He's the 11th spot for the Pittsburgh Pirates.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right. I don't know if you got any more thing. I'm just going to shout out one thing before we go.
Go for it.
So I just got the Cardinals magazine.
Okay.
With
Ryan Helsley.
With Helsley.
Yeah.
On the cover. And it was really cool because they have a lot of like different pictures of Pujols and other members of the Cardinals that went to the All-Star game in it. Pictures from the Futures game.
Yeah.
Like pictures from the Home Run Derby.
Love to see it.
And then they got a article about Quintana and Montgomery. And then they also got a article about Helsley. It is really cool. They also got some different like historical pieces and like every edition they have classic cards like going through like past Topps cards.
This one was
Matt Holliday.
I was gonna say Matt Holliday, who was got inducted into the Cardinals Hall of Fame.
Yeah. So
what a unit.
Just wanted to shout that out.
That's fantastic. Yeah. Ryan Helsley, actually, his home intro for his, you know, Edwin Diaz has his trumpets. Ryan, I think Baltimore Orioles Bautista has like his lights. They like flash on and off kind of like in a row. But Ryan Helsley's is like, I mean, it's Hell's Bells and everything goes red and it looks I think it's honestly the most intimidating. Just everything just like freaking just red and Hell's Bells starts playing. Like, oh my goodness. It literally, it's like a demon is just coming out of hell to come and just pitch to you at 99 miles an hour, just out of nowhere. Oh my goodness. I love seeing that. I really hope I get to go to a game at some point next season, because I'm probably not gonna be able to go another home game this season where he comes out of the pen and I get to experience that. That would be so cool.
Yeah. Yeah. The Cardinals have been really fun this year.
Really fun. They're smiling.
I can't wait to see what they can do.
You know, we got a real pepper shaker now, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, but why not smile? You're leading the division by 8 games. You're having a good time. Pujols is doing his thing. Wayno Yachty are doing theirs. A lot of the guys are having success. Why not have a good time and have a laugh and smile playing baseball? It's, you know, it's something it's beautiful.
Some people are saying that the Cardinals are in a slump. But like the last 10 games, they're 7-3. They split a series versus the Nationals, and then they won 2 out of 3 versus the Pirates. Like if that's a slump, then
they
that's
say
great,
it's a slump,
you know?
Just because people automatically assume that we're playing the Washington Nationals and the Pittsburgh Pirates, who are not good teams. They're like, Cardinals have to sweep them, but it's baseball. Bad teams can, or bad in quotation teams can still win. You know, it's a game. Humans make mistakes. Other humans might capitalize on those mistakes. You know, it's, you know, underdog story. We love the underdog story. So, you know, every now and again, the underdog wins, but we've won the series both times. So, yeah, it's a good season. It's a good season to watch.
Yeah. Yeah, I think this has been the most fun and exciting season
in recent history
I can remember. Yeah.
Since pretty much since probably 2013 when we went to the World Series. It's been like, what is it now? 9 years? Pretty much. Yeah, 9 years. So good time to be live watching Cardinals ball play. It's pretty fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Talked about a lot of good stuff. See you next week, huh?
Yeah. Yeah.
Take care of yourself.
Have fun at soccer.
Hopefully, if I can get an assist, I'll be happy.